Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Gemma Houghton and here are today's top stories. Google expands its AMP technology for its news app to new markets. Naver invests in a new app store. And Israel has the most connected shoppers in the world. Google has expanded the use of its Accelerated Mobile Pages technology, or AMP, to six new countries. Until now, it had only been available in the US version of its Google News app. The AMP technology, which prevents pages being slowed down by ads or heavy content, is used within Google News to deliver news within the app faster and enable it to use less data. The expansion will see the technology being delivered in several countries around Europe and the Americas, including the UK and Mexico. Google's AMP technology is currently an open source software allowing third-party users to help Google with the development of the idea. The search giant is currently expanding the use of the software by joining it with its app on iOS also. Korea's number one search engine, Naver, has teamed up with the country's three biggest mobile carriers to create their own app store. The One Store was released this month and hopes to crack the market currently dominated by the Apple App Store and Google's Play Store after Naver invested $2.3 million in a joint venture by SK Telecom, LG and KT. Although it aims to claim 40% of the App Store market in 3 years, 85% of the market is currently held by just Google and Apple. However, One Store's success could come from the large investment from Naver, whose CEO hopes to invest around $8.6 million into it in the next 3 years. eBay has released results of a study that show that Israel has the most connected shoppers in the world. Conducted by eBay Israel and consulting firm eMarketer, the research showed that 95% of Israelis who were connected to the internet bought something online in 2015. When compared to larger countries such as the US or Germany, only 77% and 83% of those connected to a computer or a device bought something online last year. When questioned about these results, two-thirds of Israelis said that online shopping helped them save money and gave them access to lower prices abroad. Over 60% of Israeli purchases are made from foreign websites, with 60% of all those sales taking place in the US and China. Elad Goldberg, CEO of eBay Israel, said that Israeli consumers are important members of the online buying economy and they are gaining the attention of some of the biggest online retailers in the world. Time spent on social media apps is dropping in countries around the world, according to a study from SimilarWeb. When comparing the time spent on leading social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat, in the first quarter of 2015 and then the period in 2016, they found a drop had occurred for each one. In the countries studied, which included the US, UK, Germany and South Africa, Instagram saw the largest drop in usage of 23.7% on last year, while Facebook saw the smallest drop of just 8%. However, over the course of the year, the amount of installs on all devices increased for Snapchat in Germany, Spain, India and particularly in Brazil, where there was an increase of 22%, whilst Instagram saw a rise in France, Germany and the US. And finally, Samsung has launched its Samsung Pay service in Spain, with plans to unveil the mobile payment app across Europe. With the service already available in the US and in certain countries across Asia, it allows users to add up to 10 different bank accounts to their devices and make payments at contactless terminals. With Google launching its similar Android Pay service in the UK recently, Samsung is looking to make the first mover advantage by launching in Spain first, before any other competition. Celestino Garcia, Corporate Vice President at Samsung Spain, said, "We are proud that Spain is the first European market to introduce Samsung Pay, an innovative new service that we believe will mark a turning point in Spaniards' payments behaviour. It is expected that the UK will be the next market to receive the mobile payment service." That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.